Good evening and welcome once again to Into the Garden, yes, with me, your host Salome Jacobs. Trust you had an awesome day today. And wherever you find yourself, wherever corner of the globe you might be, it could be evening, it could be good morning, or it could be good afternoon. But nonetheless, feel welcome. And today, despite what's happening to our economy, local and international, something stands out that we can expect a turnaround. Yes, when we need him the most, and that is what the title of today's short story is, that we need you, Lord. Countrymen of African soil, unite. Rise up, I say, rise up. Your city needs you. Your province needs you. Gird up your loins and stand your grounds. Pray back your beloved city for Holy Spirit fire, for Holy Spirit force, and proclaim the mysteries of faith. For far too long have we not adhered to the laws of heaven, but lowered to man, to the laws of country, but lowered to self and pride. The cry of mass destruction, rape, disease, lawlessness, murder, foolish pride, human trafficking, brutality, hate crimes are horrendous and hideous. What goes through God's mind, I wonder, when he sees his people commit wickedness? Are we not ashamed for taking an innocent life, young or old? Are we not afraid of the law that govern our constitution? Are we so filled with hate that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth is the order of the day? Is my brother not a brother no more? A sister of any race or creed no more? In unison we rise up, proclaim up, confess up, declare up, pray up that violence leaves our city, that disease leaves our city, our country, for God is about change, about healing and restoring the mother city, the world, back to its people. So as a community, as a pilgrim of this nation, join me as we declare and affirm with boldness that we need you, Lord, right now. South Africa needs you, Lord, right now. Africa needs you, Lord, right now. Italy needs you, Lord, right now. Britain needs you, Lord, right now. America needs you, Lord, right now. Asia needs you, Lord, right now. Greece needs you, Lord, right now. Spain needs you, Lord, right now. Croatia needs you, Lord, right now. Switzerland needs you, Lord, right now. Germany needs you, Lord, right now. The church needs you, Lord, right now. Our communities need you, Lord, right now. Hate crimes doesn't ask whether we're black or white. Domestic violence doesn't ask whether you want rape or not. Mass destruction and devastation doesn't ask at risk or not. Disease doesn't ask whether young or not. My people have forgotten me, so I have forgotten them. Return to me, says the Lord, and I will make your crooked path straight, and be the judge and jury of the wicked. For I shall with a mighty blow clean up and clear out. Wake up, get up, dress up, look up, pray up, declare up, to rid up the plight of a forgiving nation, so God can bound up and release up a sovereign city, a sovereign country that gives it back to him up. And so it is, so shall it be. So thank you once again for allowing me into your space. And I trust that you have enjoyed this insight. because we do need him. And with everything that is happening around, we've got to place everything in the Master's hand. What more can Jesus do? He is the one who is able, who can keep us from falling. So I thank you for allowing me into your space. Thank you that I could be in your homes, in the office. And as you know, one of the most valuable gifts that you and I can give ourselves is time out. Yes, time to unwind, relax and connect. Connect to a deeper you and connect to the sovereignty from above. So be sure to catch me, your host Salome Jacobs, once again for another dollop of soul food poetry as you and I slip off into the garden. So yes, invite a friend or two or three, share, like my podcast. You're welcome to leave a message on my podcast. And you're also welcome to listen to me every week from Wednesday to Friday for my 30 insert of soulful poetry on Vaughan Radio. Yes, the Voice of the Nations radio station, streaming live on Facebook. So have a wonderful day, have a wonderful evening. May you sleep in peace and awake in joy. As you and I meet again next time for another dollop of soul poetry. Do take care.